Ed?
So I think we've had a really nice discussion on adjuvant so far, and I just am here to stir the pot a little bit and make us think about all these little issues that are coming up, and hopefully it will lead to some change with the wide distribution you have, Neil, with your audience. I like using breast cancer as an analogy, and Neil, you brought this up earlier, in that are we going to become breast cancer? And that's the key. And I think we're probably at least a decade behind. The NSABP was mentioned, and they've been able to organize themselves very nicely in how they accrue to trials. They have a risk model, most importantly, and we don't have a risk model yet. We're trying to develop one. But then certainly adjuvant therapy has helped, and they are able to target their adjuvant therapy appropriately, and also big trials. They are very well organized. They can accrue to large numbers and answer these questions. I always start by telling a patient if they have a stage 1A, no matter what stage they are, it's not 100% survival at 5 years, it's not 90, maybe 80-ish, depending on where you are. And so, again, we have a lot of room to work with here. So some of the issues for adjuvant therapy was how to best stage a patient, because we're now drawing these lines. We won't treat stage 1s, or we would be less inclined to. We would treat stage 1Bs and maybe 2s and 3s, definitely. Which regimen is appropriate? How many cycles is appropriate? How long after surgery? We haven't discussed if you can wait 90 days, 80 days, 60 days, 40 days. Use of radiation. And then obviously, do we treat all the stages equally? So really talking about staging, I think PET CT really adds quite a bit, I think, for mediastinal evaluation. But I've had 5 cases this year of a negative PET and positive nodal dissection. And so really, that's important. The MRI also in stage 1, I think, is also something that a few years ago was a little more controversial. We do it in our patients. I think it's important to stage them there as well. And of course, this question of sampling versus dissection. If you have a sampling that's very good and you have a surgeon that inspects all of the lymph node groups, that should be adequate. But we prefer full mediastinal dissection, obviously, to get an accurate staging. What are the approved FDA regimens for non-small cell? Nobody uses these regimens, obviously, in the metastatic setting. Bevacizumab is coming. We have to remind ourselves, if we're talking about benefits of 1, 2, 3%, does it matter if we use a different dose or a different schedule based on what's approved? And I know we have a lot of studies that are underpowered that show similarities, but are they truly non-inferiority, and are they truly going to tell us whether it makes a difference? There seems to be a benefit, and I think most of us accept that there is a benefit of chemotherapy in the adjuvant setting. Clearly, when you look at subsets of data, especially in the stage 1s, there doesn't appear to be much benefit. The BR10 was mostly a stage 2 study with cisvinorelbine and obviously did show a benefit. And then, of course, the CLGB study showing that certainly there is a trend toward benefit with chemotherapy. But again, which patient in that study is defined as the better one to use? I think the 4-centimeter subset is not something that I would apply. I had been previously applying the 2-centimeter subset from the Japanese data, and I was giving carbo in my stage 1s based on this data. I have now rethought that as well and have given cis more often. And of course, the ANITA data that was presented last year at ASCO showing that in 840 patients, there was a benefit overall with chemotherapy, but in the 5-year survival stage 1s, no difference in 5-year survival. So we do have data to suggest that other biologic therapies have worked. We've talked at length about Tarceva this morning, that it does have a benefit similar to chemotherapy in the second-line setting. Certainly, this trial was second and third line and showed a 2-month advantage. Based on what I'm hearing today, it sounds like people would be more encouraged to enroll into this study, which is the adjuvant Tarceva study versus the bevacizumab study. Now, I'll just leave it like that, but this will be a study looking at stage 1B through 3A. You're able to use any 4 cycles of a platinum-based doublet. You will then be tested with your tissue to be either IHC positive or FISH positive, and if you are positive on either aspect, you will be enrolled into Tarceva or placebo, and if you're a double negative, then you won't. So it is trying to select patients, maybe to enrich a population to show a difference. It is going to be tough to show a benefit with this type of situation now as we go past chemotherapy and now into these biologic therapies.
Ed, did you say it was mutation positive? Or what was
They're using FISH and IHC.
FISH and IHC, okay. Or non-smokers.
Well, they're going to stratify on non-smokers, correct. The 1505 trial, and this is a moving target, as we've all heard. This is obviously going to change, but this is obviously the accepted intergroup study to move forward. I think it's important for everybody to be on the same page on this study so that it can accrue. So I think there needs to be a consensus on this. Obviously, this is an important trial to answer from a standpoint of non-small cell lung cancer. The treatment plan, again, is it sounds like there will only be cyst-based regimens, and then you'll get Avastin for a year after completing the chemotherapy. So this is going to be challenging. We are going to have to really try and tease out a difference here by adding different regimens into lung cancer. Which regimen is appropriate? Well, cisvinorelbine was discussed, and Mark talked about that data. But if you extrapolate some of the data from metastatic, maybe cisdocetaxel is a nice regimen to use. And we do prefer these newer agents, whether it also be gemcitabine or others. How many cycles and how long after surgery? Well, 3 to 4 cycles, 45 to 60. Are we going to go up to 12 weeks? It's expanding now. Use of radiation, not standard. That's a judgment call, especially on upstaging. And should we treat all stages equally? I'll leave that as a big maybe. So with that, I'll close. Thank you.